Now we're told it came to pass as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydda. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years, was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole, arise and make thy bed. And he rose immediately. You see, this man had the assigned gift of an apostle, for he was an apostle. Verse 36, now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. Now, she engaged in social service. That was her gift. And it was a gift of the Holy Spirit. And that was the gift of sowing, by the way. Somebody is going to say, you mean to tell me sowing is a gift of the Holy Spirit? Was for this woman. A great many people today, I'm afraid, seeking for some exciting fleshly gift or trying to speak in tongues, why don't you get something practical? And I say it very carefully and kindly today, dear sister, learn to sow. That's lots better than to just talk and talk so-so. It's better to learn to sow. And that was the gift of this woman here. I doubt whether she ever spoke at a missionary meeting, or I doubt whether she ever taught a woman's Bible class. I don't think that she ever did that, but she was one of the early saints, and she did a lot of wonderful things. Verse 37, it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. And you notice how the Christians prepare for burial in that day. And forasmuch as Lydda was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Now, they do expect Simon Peter to raise her from the dead. He has that gift. Verse 39, then Peter arose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping, and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. Now, you'll notice it was the widows that conducted this fashion show. They all were showing off the garments that she made. And why did the widows do it? Well, they were poor. They wouldn't have had any clothes if it hadn't have been for Dorcas. She was the one that sewed for them. And this was her ministry. This was actually a gift of the Holy Spirit. And it was very important.